We also received an email from Margaret Tretbar in St. Louis, who answered our summer reading question in a way we never anticipated.
What have I been reading? Nothing. Or everything. I'm a stroke survivor. 2.5 years ago, I had a stroke at the age of 38. I was a practicing lawyer and an extremely avid reader. The stroke attacked the part of my brain in charge of language. At first, only gibberish came out of my mouth and I couldn't read. I've returned 95% of my speech, and I've taught myself to read from scratch, a task made much easier because I had all of the vocabulary in advance. The trouble is, reading remains difficult and gives me a headache. It is decidedly not pleasurable. In addition, the stroke damaged my short-term memory, so I don't remember what I've read once I've read it. I practice reading every day, still retraining myself. I generally use magazines, Sports Illustrated, Gourmet, my college alumni magazine, and 2 stroke-related magazines. I also try to read the news on the internet every day. Some days are better than others. But I'm not making progress reading novels, my favorite things in the world. When I had my stroke, I was about a third of the way through Catch-22, which I had never read before. I haven't finished, although I've read 1 or 2 chapters over time. I've started several novels that were so appealing that I thought they would inspire me, but I couldn't finish them. I've read 2 chapters of Amsterdam by Ian McEwan, and I remember it started at a funeral, but that's about it. I've read 2 chapters of Balzac and the Little Chinese Seamstress by Hai Siji. I remember it involved Maoist relocation. I'm pretty sure I read the entire last Harry Potter book, but I have absolutely no recollection of it, except that Harry seemed like a moody teenager. I'm tempted to try the new Harry Potter. I've searched high and low for the book that will make me better and give me back the joy I'm missing. I'm not working. Reading and speaking and remembering are fairly important qualities for lawyers, it turns out, so I've got all the time in the world. But it doesn't seem there's a novel that will fix me. I've turned to movies, which I can remember a little bit better because they involve both visual and audio input. Also, I'm much better at remembering things I experience than simple literal new information. I derive the most pleasure from movies that feel like novels, that is, are character studies at their heart. I saw Chinatown for the first time not long ago, and it thrilled me. I watched Spring Forward a few days ago and was almost moved to tears. It was almost like reading.
Listener Margaret Tretbar in St. Louis.